Hey there, Kevin and Allison, I guess. Are you guys writing this one together too? You can let me know that later. I am it's Elise here having a look at your three phrase beginning middle end for your new show, The Partisan Song. This is a good start. You certainly have the right idea for especially in the first one. I would say that the first one is the best one for you, and here's why. Because it really tracks Hirsch's thematic and emotional journey. Lacking confidence, beginning to believe in himself, and acting boldly, as opposed to plot. So your second one, Hirsch lives and writes poetry in poverty in Vilna. That's plot. That doesn't tell me anything about how Hirsch feels about that or what kind of a person he is. So that's more about plot, which is more what we get into with the premise. Vilna is occupied by Germany, and Hirsch is forced to live in the ghetto. That's acting on him. It's saying something he's forced to do. But again, it's plot oriented, and it isn't really about his own. Reaction, his own journey. In the end, Hirsch acts boldly. That's a good one to escape imprisonment in order to resist the Nazis. The details of the plot are not so important at this point, at the three phrase beginning middle end. I just want to encourage you to think of the three phrase beginning middle end as a way to explore what the journey, the emotional journey of your lead character, not the plot, but the story. And I don't know if you've, I forget what video it is in which I have discussed the difference between plot and story, but plot are just is just the things that happen. But story is what it's about, what happens in a more thematic sense, right? So let's take a look at your third one. Hirsch and his fellow poets pursue creative lives. That's a little better because although it's plot oriented, it sort of tells me a little bit about what he's doing thematically. Hirsch and his fellow poets continue creating in the face of Nazi oppression, angering some in their Jewish ghetto. Yeah, that's not, that doesn't, as you can see, that doesn't really give me, it's still too plot oriented. Hirsch and the poets experience the liberating power of creative art act. Now that's great, experiencing the liberating power. That's more thematic. Do you see what I'm saying? I think that the first one is the most successful. I can see what you were trying to do by using giving your focus on a different form of conflict each time. But I would just keep encouraging you because there's plenty of time to think about plot. I mean, I know you've already done. I'm next. I'm going to take a look at your premise. You've already done the premise. That's where plot starts to come into play. But the three phrase beginning, middle, end. The point of this is to really define for yourself what is your character's emotional journey, so that everything else that you do from this moment on, well, you can go back and use this as a litmus test. Where is he on the journey? Is he following this track? Is he pursuing his goal? Where is he on his journey towards the transformation that you want your audience to experience, or what it is that he learns or accomplishes? So that's what I see the three phrase beginning, middle, end is doing. And I think your first one works well, lacking confidence, learning to believe in himself, and because of that, acting boldly. That's the clearest, that's a journey for me. And so that's the kind of thing you want to grab onto and make sure that everything else you do about this piece always can relate back to that and find itself somewhere in that journey, if that makes sense. Okay, super. And thanks for this one, and we'll move on to the next one. Thanks, toodaloo.